Welcome to today's edition of Feet to the Fire, where we're always challenging the status quo. For more cutting-edge commentary, go to feettothefire.org. That is feet, the number two, thefire.org. And now your host.
A little bonus edition here of Feet to the Fire, something I want to talk about, didn't get to in our last episode. So this is President Obama after the Oregon shooting. I got to mention this. He said this quote, "Well, this is something we should politicize." He used that word. So after a bunch of people, I don't know what the exact count is now, 12 or so, people get murdered. And as the story goes, it seems like they were asked their religion. And when they were told, when they said they were Christians, they were shot in the head. If they said they were something else, they were shot in the leg. After that happens, our president, commander-in-chief, goes out and literally says, "Let's politicize this to advance," essentially what he's saying, an anti-gun agenda. And that's because President Obama and liberals like him, you have to understand, are fixated on an agenda and an ideology that they want to move forward in the society, in this case, anti-guns, anti-American freedoms, regardless of reality, the actual facts, or what is best for the culture. And what I'm trying to say is he does this in the name of saving human life. But his own words, or lack thereof, betray the fact, like most liberals, that he's not really concerned about saving more human lives and preserving freedom, preventing these kinds of things from happening, because, like I said, he's only about his ideology and advancing his agenda. If he really cared about lives, why have we heard nothing about black-on-black crime statistics? So we have a mass shooting. He goes out, politicizes it, but has nothing to say on the statistically extremely high black-on-black mortality rate because of crimes in urban areas every year in this country, thousands of victims, black-on-black crime. He has no words to say on that. Well, because he can't exploit that as a racially motivated issue. He can't exploit that to move forward an anti-gun agenda or to encroach on civil liberties. No, he has to attack law-abiding, freedom-loving American citizens who have firearms in healthy communities all over the country and say, we need to give up our gun rights because of shootings that happen. And he takes advantage of the fact that people were murdered. I mean, it's actually sickening. Now, a couple comments on the Oregon thing. Do we realize one of the reasons it was so severe, as I've said before on this issue, there was no one anywhere on the campus with firearms? So that's another fact that Obama and the liberals are ignoring. If they really cared about saving lives, they would pay attention to the fact that these shootings happen where there are no guns present. So, have we put into practice their gun control laws? Yes, absolutely. Plenty of schools and areas all around the country are now gun-free zones. And what happens? People are shamefully, brutally murdered with absolutely no prospect of any defense or protection because there's no guns anywhere on the scene at all. They had to get, in Oregon, cops off-site to come in and put this guy down. There was a security guard, but he wasn't armed. So what I'm trying to say is we've implemented the liberal ideology. Oregon is a blue liberal state. They've got gun control laws. It was a gun-free zone. We have gun-free school zones all over the country. And that's where these shootings happen, precisely because the people are sitting there, innocent, defenseless victims. And so if liberals cared about saving lives, they would rethink this lethal policy of gun control that is causing the loss of life, and they would take a step back and say, you know what, maybe we should support the civil right of self-defense and arming ourselves, because that will actually save lives. So it was another clear case of a horrible massacre, defenseless victims, people giving up their civil right of self-defense and being massacred over it, and then liberals coming in and taking advantage of it for a political agenda. Incredible. And then we're all supposed to sit around as law-abiding citizens and say, yeah, we'll give up our firearms so that in our neighborhoods we can also become sitting ducks and sit here and wait for the next massacre to happen. How is this reasonable? How is this logical? And how is this good for the country, good for law, good for anyone? And yet This is liberals, because the motivation is to take away our civil liberty, because once we've lost that civil liberty and we've been rendered physically defenseless, they can then overrun all of the other civil liberties that we have and impose their worldview and their government on the people because we've been rendered completely politically defenseless. That's the end game. When I said ideology and agenda, that's what Obama and the liberals are after, is completely disarming the country so that then a man-centered humanist, godless government and worldview can be imposed on the people, and freedom in this country can be completely erased. Remember, the Second Amendment is the first right that protects all the others. Okay, just quick thoughts on Oregon. Don't let this confuse you and make you think that guns are bad and the right to bear arms are bad. It's not. It's actually a way of saving lives. And that's another thought. How can we never hear about the instances where lives are saved, where crime is deterred, where the murderer is stopped, the death count is low, or it's completely halted? The massacre doesn't even occur because there were people there carrying concealed weapons, legally bearing arms, and saving lives. You don't hear the names of those heroes, you just hear the names of the murderers. You don't hear those stories because there's not a story to tell, because the violence actually didn't erupt, or if it did, it was subdued immediately. You know, you don't hear that because that doesn't work for the liberals for advancing their anti-gun agenda. Okay, stay smart about this stuff, guys. Got to be discerning. Let justice roll down like waters, America, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Guns don't kill people. Evil people kill people with whatever weapon they can get their hand on, and when the innocent civilians are actually carrying weapons and guns, they can actually defend themselves, and in that situation, guns save lives, because really what saves lives is innocent law-abiding citizens arming themselves with whatever weapon they can avail themselves of. So don't believe the hype out there, and when they try to take your guns, as I've said before, just go ahead and hold their feet to the fire.